What a result, Warren, tonight.
Yes, I'm a bit lost for words, to be honest, at the moment. I said before this game that, you know, we are the underdogs in this, but I had a quiet feeling and confident feeling that what I've got in this changing room, I said it before, is special, and it showed tonight. I'm not getting carried away because it's one game, but you've got to praise the whole boys tonight, not even the ones that's just played, the ones that haven't. Their attitude, as I said, since I've come back, it's been phenomenal. And that showed tonight. That's one of the best performances I've seen of a football team in my whole career, and that's of 17 years what I've played. The hunger, the desire, and not only that, but the keeping the ball against a team that was in the Champions League 2 years ago, a team that's, what, second in their league. There's eight internationals out there tonight playing for them, and a guy that's just come back from the World Cup. And I thought our boys were absolutely fantastic against them, and that's all they asked is for honesty, and every single one of them gave me honesty tonight.
Our fitness, we're playing a team in the middle of their season, and yet, you know, we score a goal later on to win. We matched them.
Listen, I said, you know, I threw the wee lad Glendening in. He's only, what, 18, 19, and before the game, I'd have every confidence in him. I said to him, I want honesty, I want enthusiasm. You know, fitness levels, yes, they're a team, what, 14, 15 games into their season. And, you know, I couldn't knock us tonight. Our fitness levels, I thought, were unbelievable. Stephen Lowry in the middle of the park, Wardy, he's just come back from his holiday. I'd love to know what he was eating out in Malta, to be honest, because, you know, the fitness levels of that group is scary at the moment. But, as I said, I won't get carried away. It's a fitness exercise. Pre-season is all about getting fit. But come that game tonight, you know, you'll not see a better performance from them players.
Chris Hegarty won a lot of balls in the air in the back for us, didn't he?
Well, you know what? I said I've done my homework on Higgs. I know what he is. He is a winner. He's a leader. And you look at him. Look at the one. He wins a lot of headers for the size of him. He throws himself into things. And, you know, I couldn't believe it whenever I signed him, because I knew what a hell of a player I'll have here in Chris Hegarty. You know, I've made him captain tonight again. You know, he's led us through, and I said I'm just delighted for everyone. I can't knock anyone.
Andy Waterworth, what a finish!
Well, you know what, Andy's got that. Andy's got pace. You know, he upsets defenders. You know, my strikers, all of them, even Sammy there. You know what I mean? You know, I wanted to get Sammy on tonight, but I just don't think. You know, I thought it was a game I needed pace. And Sammy will play a big part for me this season, but I needed pace. You know, Pete upset them. Sammy's come on tonight. I mean, Andy's come on tonight. You know, I said to him, get in the box, because he scored, what, 25 goals last year. I says, when you get in there, they're not going to touch you. And, you know, what a finish. There's no other place he could put that ball, set the cross, that keeper, and he done it.
A very proud night for you.
I'm a Linfield fan, you know, that I'm delighted. But, you know, it's half time. You know, it's a good start for me as a manager, but it's a long, long way to go. But as I said, all I've asked for is honesty and desire from them players, and they've showed that, and, you know, hopefully it'll continue. I'm a big believer in, you know, you'll have ups and downs throughout the season. Whenever you win, you don't get carried away. Whenever you lose, you don't get down. Just try and stay level-headed, and, you know, that's what it'll be doing.
And our supporters did us proud tonight.
Fantastic. You know, I said before, coming here as a blue man myself to Windsor, you know, I know what we are. I want to bring the fans back. I want, you know, passion again. I want to make Linfield what we used to be. And, you know, hungry. And as I said, you know, the fans were brilliant tonight. Absolutely brilliant. You know what? They drive you through. They do drive you through. And, you know, it showed there to the players.
It's half time. We've done one miracle. Do you think we can do two miracles?
Listen, it's going to be a different ball game over there, because you're playing in front of, I don't know, 20, 25,000 in a stadium with 50,000. So, you know, it's going to be a different ball game. But listen, we'll go again. We'll be confident again. You know, we've done our homework here. We haven't conceded, which is a big thing. And you know what? I would have been disappointed with a draw, because I thought we'd done enough to maybe win the game by a little bit more.
On behalf of every blue man, woman and child here and everywhere else, well done. And all the very best for next week.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you.